The explosions in London today failed to rattle the financial markets there. Just before the London Stock Exchange closed, the FTSE had barely budged. U.S. financial markets have been more impacted by news of China's decision to revaluate its currency. Shares in Walmart, which depends on inexpensive Chinese imports for many of its products, fell 1.5%. To talk about what the revaluation means for both the U.S. and Chinese economies, we've asked NPR business correspondent Adam Davidson to join us. And what did the Chinese government do today?
Well, they finally said what a lot of people in the U.S. have been waiting a long time to hear. They said that they will move away from their long-held policy of firmly pegging their currency, the renminbi, to the U.S. dollar. They've not made a move like this. They've not done any revaluation in almost 8 years. It's been stuck at 8.28 yuan to the dollar. And now they've announced a new mechanism that allows them to revalue it every day if they want to.
And China's currency rose just 2% against the dollar today. How will that impact U.S. consumers?
2% isn't going to make a big difference. We do buy a lot of the things we buy from China, clothes, electronics, plastic goods, and this will make them a little bit more expensive for stores to buy wholesale. But little of that is probably going to be passed on to consumers. If this does indicate a beginning of a lot of revaluations, and if those revaluations start getting a lot bigger, then yes, things we buy at places like Walmart will go up considerably, and that's why Walmart's stocks took a hit.
Well, the Treasury Secretary Snow praised China's move today, and Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan called it a good start. But others say it's nowhere near enough. Who is critical of China's decision?
There is this huge coalition of domestic manufacturers, labor unions, people who feel that China has artificially, some even say illegally, kept its currency low against the U.S. dollar. And what that does is it effectively puts a discount on every Chinese export and puts a premium on every U.S. export. And so there are many who feel that the China's previously valued currency until today had cost a lot of U.S. jobs, had forced U.S. companies, U.S. manufacturers to go out of business. They say this 2% is just way too little, way too late. They've been calling for a change for a very long time. They wanted to see 20 or 30 or 40%, not 2%. And I talked to one person who used the phrase woefully inadequate. She was very upset. So I think this is a bad day for people like that.
Thanks very much, NPR business correspondent Adam Davidson in New York.